Amy.
Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh my god, that is so funny. I'm also gay. I was gonna tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight. Hey, Amy.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Emmy and Ian.
Hey,
Jack and Amy.
Hi, guys.
You guys, we're back. I feel like we're almost spitting images of each other, but like,
the like cool
opposite.
Person.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a $2 shirt that says Octobutt Numbathon.
Well, I'm wearing a $2 shirt that says, when does it kick in?
I'm wearing leg warmers.
And Uggs. And fake Uggs.
Bear paws.
What?
I'm wearing bear paws.
What's that?
The fake Uggs for people that can't afford Uggs.
Oh. Congratulations.
Sponsored by Bear Paws.
Yeah.
My shoes are thrifted too. These are $20. And I think they're fake.
Okay, so you guys are the same, but we're just richer.
I guess.
Just kidding.
Definitely not.
No.
No, we can play that game.
Okay, how much money do you have in your bank account right now?
That's a little targeted.
Truth or drink.
I don't want to. We don't have to get into that. Anyways, I'll take a sip. This is a good way to segue into the truth or drink.
Oh,
I'll
take a sip. That you're taking a sip. Mine's like gone.
Oh, I'll start chugging.
So today we are playing truth or drink. This is what I wanted to do. I wanted to get your IDs and card you guys and make sure that you guys are eligible for alcohol.
Do you need to see my ID as
picture?
Well?
No, ma'am. You're good. Hand it over.
I almost got kicked out of Saddle Ranch because they thought my ID was fake.
It was so awkward.
And it is.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely fake as hell.
All
I
right.
I look like cracked
organ
out
donor.
Ellen.
Wait, no.
Memorized your
You're an organ donor. That's really good for you.
Very nice.
You're not an organ donor. So what's that about?
You have some explaining.
I have 9,000 million irrational fears that keep me up at night. One of them being an earthquake. And I really hate being up here. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of making me very stressed. But it's okay. I knew someone and like her brother or like, no, it was her cousin. He died and he was dead for like 2 minutes and then they started cutting him open and then all of a sudden he was very much not dead.
No, you're lying.
I'm not kidding. I'm like actually not lying. And then also I just...
I'm not trying to laugh, but my cookie went down the wrong pipe. I spilled it all over my shirt and now it's in the wrong side of my throat. Continue, sorry. I'm not laughing.
Okay, so he woke up. And so then I'm so scared of that and also like I've just...
Wait, so did they take any organs from him?
No, they just like stabbed into him and then he woke up.
Well, maybe
and it scarred me because I've woke up during surgery, traumatizing.
No, you haven't.
Yes. I've also like basically almost died a couple times. My like lung collapsed when I was 4 or like something. It's like whatever. Alex saw God.
And you're allergic to vaccines.
Did you see God really?
Huh?
You saw God?
Like maybe a little.
What did he look like?
What happened? Yeah, what was the vibe?
No, it was like it was this whole thing. I don't want to get into it. It's too long. It's honestly too long of a story.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Emmy, have you ever seen Jesus or God?
It's like, no. It was a long story.
Okay.
Like kind of, yeah. Okay. It was really weird. Anyways,
I've had no near death experiences.
No, neither.
Except for when that man was like, "You gay people with Jacob."
Oh yeah. Except for when I like almost got run over twice in one night. That was like probably like one of them. But no, I have not.
Wow.
I thought you just wanted to see our IDs. I don't know how we got here.
You're not an organ donor.
Yeah, that's how it got brought up. Maybe
I'm
if you were an organ donor. Are you an organ donor?
I think so.
Prove it.
Should I run and get my ID?
No.
No, it's okay. It's better I don't know.
I feel like I am. I feel like why not?
Yeah.
Except well, for, no. Yeah.
But everyone should be an organ donor.
Everyone
I'm sure that rarely happens.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. It does rarely happen. But... I'm very much, I feel like I'm important and special, so it would happen to me.
Like.
Right.
So did this happen to someone you know? Or
yes.
Is this something you just like heard?
No, it's like someone I actually know. So it's not just like, and he said her cousin had a friend whose sister died.
Are they still alive?
Yeah. But they just have like scars.
Did they like do something about it? Did they talk to the hospital about it?
No, I don't really know. I didn't get the follow up. I was just like, that's scary enough that I don't
New
want
fear
that.
Unlocked.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, sorry about that.
Yeah, I respect that for
Crazy
you.
Crazy times.
That's really sad. Well.
Today we're going to get blackout. playing Truth or Drink.
Yeah. Well, today we're gonna get blackout.
And I have had half of this drink and I'm already like,
this is so crazy that like I already drank that much and nobody else has. So everyone should probably hurry up.
And didn't you take a shot before you came here? Not to
no,
expose.
I took a shot before I came
here. I ate Chipotle before.
We're all I was about to say we're also 21. Bitch, I put this on Do Not Disturb.
Mom, if you see this, don't yell at me.
Yeah, Mom, I'm really sorry.
We're so sorry. Don't yell at me. I'll literally start crying. Don't text me. I'm not going to answer.
Oh, my God. You guys are adults.
Yeah, why would she yell at you?
Don't worry.
Oh, isn't that weird?
Okay, wait.
That's not weird.
I have a question, though. Okay, so it was like, kind of, I'm not going to say it was your idea to do Truth or Drink, really, because it wasn't. But, like, you guys were telling us in the on a group chat that you're constantly drunk. And then that's why we were like, well, we should play Truth or Drink.
That's not what I said.
That's pretty much what you said, right?
Well, I don't want to put words in their mouths. Not constantly. We just never often. Said that.
We also literally got drunk at 1 p.m. and walked around Melrose. It's going to be a YouTube video.
It is. We were on Elle's podcast, and then I had Uber. First of all, my car broke down downtown. I had to push it. And then the amount of men that watched me push my SUV was, can I swear?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was fucked up.
Anyways,
and they didn't help?
No, they're all just kind of like,
they're like, that sucks. I wasn't there either. She called me. She's like, hey. And then I was like, what are you going to do? And she was like, just enjoy the vibe.
I said, just enjoy it.
Well, did you sat great. There for like 25 minutes before like you actually did something?
I was in shock. No, but I literally, the next day, we go do Elle's podcast. And what did, like, hi. We were like, oh, let's just walk to, like, the Heaven pop-up. Like, Marc Jacobs was having something on Fairfax. We walked there. And then Ian's like, we should walk home. And it was an hour and a half walk. And I was like, duh. So we got empanadas. And then I don't know how, like, us getting empanadas equaled we should put wine in the water bottle and get drunk and walk an hour and a half home. But it did.
But not just, like, drunk. Just, like, 2.5 bottles, like entire bottles of wine.
Total or each?
Oh, me myself.
No.
How do you do that? How do you
just an amazing individual?
No, but like literally we were so drunk and we were just like, it was basically
I took my shoes off.
Yeah.
I lost my whole bag of makeup.
Wait, you
it
guys
was like,
really
yeah, it was like public
out.
Intoxication challenge. And now it's called Fun Juice Melrose Monday.
Yeah, Fun Juice Melrose Monday.
That
every
is
Monday
so
of
fun.
First every Monday. Monday.
First Monday. Every first Monday.
Monday. Every Monday.
We're not that crazy. We almost got on a bus. And I really had to talk Emmy down from getting on a random public bus.
Why?
And our
That's
phones were dead
for.
The whole time, by the way.
We're dead. And I went into a pet store and I was being like trying to be so casual. I'm like, yeah, can I get this for my dog? But I was so I'm like,
and then we went to a liquor store to get more alcohol. And then the guy was like, I was like, oh, yes, I just want this. And he said, for here to go. And I was like, so out of it. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, it's a discount if it's for here. And I was like, do I have to drink it here? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, is there like a couch in the back? And he was like, yeah, you go to the break room and you chug it.
Really?
Wait.
No,
he's
so kidding.
Funny.
I think.
Oh.
I think we should go back and see.
Yeah, I want to figure it out because I will sit on a random couch. Yeah. But then we ended up like knocking on Brittany's door. We like rang her thing and we were like, hey, well, we had like
she said she wanted to swim.
Yeah.
And then we said, okay.
We had a single percentage of our like of my phone left. And so I call her and I'm like, we're drunk and we're going to be at your house in like 20 minutes. So you have to drink as fast as you can. And so then like we ended up sitting down and talking about like, you know, when like you get to the point of the night where it's like,
it was 3 p.m.
Well, okay. Yes. But like, you know, when you drink and then you're just like, so when I was a child. And then it's like, what? We had one of those moments for like 45 minutes on a random bench.
I don't remember that. Oh, me? And you?
Me and you. Yeah.
When?
Like, that's when you lost the makeup bag. And it was right across the street from the pet store. And then once we finished talking, we were like, why are we doing this? It's 2:30 p.m. on a Monday.
I don't remember that.
And then, yeah, so Brittany was waiting for so long. And then we showed up and she came through because she was already drunk when we showed up. And then we just kept drinking. Yeah.
Well,
it was a vibe. It was kind of a vibe. You went to bed at like, oh, yeah. We ended up going back and me and Brittany were like just lip sync offing Gwen Stefani, and Emmy was like not alive, and we were
tired.
Like, "Wake up, wake up!"
I don't care if I'm tired and I'm in my home. Y'all have fun. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. I was telling Brittany that. I'm like, if people are over, if I'm tired, I don't care.
It's only when you're drunk.
Oh, if I'm tired and not sober, get out of my house. Yeah. If I'm drunk and tired, you can stay. I don't care.
Wow.
Wow. You guys are like young and wild and free.
No.
It's to be that.
When there's a lot of noises, I feel like it helps you calm down. Because you don't have to.
I love being overstimulated.
Own brain doesn't have to like do it for you.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, I don't know what.
If I drank 2.5 bottles of wine, I would
die.
Yeah.
No, it was like, it was spaced out between like 4 hours.
You're a small person. And wait, didn't you also over text tell us that you also had more than just wine? You also.
Oh, I did take shots too.
How many?
Like 4 or 5, like a bunch. They were like mixed in with like a drink that Brittany made.
Oh my God. We sound like alcoholics. We went, we went out to
we
eat.
Actually, well, we took. We take like months not drinking a lot of the time. Like before this, we didn't drink for like 3 months.
We do.
Like we really do like make sure that it does not become a problem.
We went out to eat. We didn't want to pay for alcohol. So we're like, let's just put vodka in a water bottle. And then like we didn't drink it all and we brought it home. And the next morning, I was so thirsty and I was like, refreshing water.
No.
I grabbed it off my counter, 3 whole chugs of Tito's and I said, oh. And it was vodka. And it was the worst moment of my life.
And it was another Monday morning juice Monday. What was it called?
It was fun juice Melrose Monday. If you would like to join next month, you're welcome.
Thank you so much to Dipsy for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Just because you're grown up doesn't mean you've outgrown bedtime stories. Whether you want a story to turn you on or wind you down for better sleep, Dipsy helps you get in touch with yourself for some extra sweet dreams.
Am I right?
OMG. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios so you feel like you're right there. Find stories about an off-limits hookup with your professor.
Eep.
Or a costume party that takes things to the next level. Or maybe a story where your partner tells you exactly what to do or you try a new toy together.
Mm-hmm. They release new stories every week, so there's always more to explore no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/straight. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to Dipsy. That's D-I-P-S-E-A stories.com/straight. That's dipsystories.com/straight.
People love Dipsy.
They do. You guys tell us that.
Yeah, 30-day free trial. Try it.
Why not?
Yeah.
I've tried it.
Thanks, Dipsy. Thank you so much to Aura Frames for also sponsoring this episode of the podcast.
Yes, Aura Digital Frames are beautifully designed Wi-Fi frames that connect people around the world through a delightful photo sharing experience. Download the free app and set up the frame in minutes and add photos. Free unlimited storage is included, so you and your family can share thousands of photos from your phone to Aura's HD display in an instant. When we hear digital frame, we tend to think of something that's like plasticky, gimmicky, gadgety, that kind of looks, frankly, stupid. Not Aura.
No.
These are gorgeous living room worthy frames that are shockingly simple to set up, even for the technologically challenged, and make it easy and fun to share photos from anywhere in the world using the Aura app. Aura's super high res auto brightness adjusting display means your photos always look their best.
Aura Frames has been recommended by 130 plus gift guides, twice selected by Oprah.
Oh my
in
God.
Oprah's favorite things. Twice?
Twice? Yeah.
Aura is Wirecutter's number one pick in digital picture frames. It's featured in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Forbes magazine, many high-end home decor publications, which further shows that it's cute. They also are the hottest gifts. They sold out in like for Christmas time, and then again they sold out for Valentine's Day. So they restocked for Mother's Day.
Let's think about the perfect gift.
I feel like my mom would die for this.
Yeah. My grandma's gonna cry, literally, and I'm not exaggerating. So with Mother's Day right around the corner, what better way to show your mom or Grammy that you are thinking about her than giving the gift of memories year-round from now until Mother's Day? Aura is offering listeners up to $100 off their Wi-Fi digital frames with the code DATING. Visit AuraFrames.com to redeem.
Thanks, Aura.
Oh, you mentioned your car breaking down. It literally was like, we were like, let's just see if we can walk back to Emmy's, which is like an, it was like an hour and a half.
Wait, you walked from downtown?
No, we walked from Fairfax, near the Grove. So we got empanadas at the Grove, and then Emmy's like, what if we just got drunk and tried to walk home? And then I was like, yeah. And so then we just went. It's really like, we're so bad. Like,
we're crazy. A rebellious teen. This is my time.
No, but we're not even rebellious. It's just anyone can say anything. And I don't think there's like more than 4 seconds. It's automatically yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Just like anyone could be like, do this. Yes,
man. And we'll both just be like, sure, we'll do it.
Like,
that's pretty much what happened with this podcast, actually. I texted you last night at like 10 p.m. being like, hey, sorry, this is last minute. Want to come on? And then you call group FaceTime called me and said, yeah, I think we could make it.
And we're here. I wanted to do this. I'm excited. Even though the comments don't like me.
They don't like anyone. They don't like me either.
Guys, why do you
Watch it?
I get
like,
that.
This sucks.
I get that.
What did they... What? I don't remember what they said.
They were like...
About yours. Is that... Should I not?
No. I don't remember. But like, they're like... People will hate something and they'll be like, well, I have to watch all of it to make sure I fucking hate it.
For sure. Right.
Which I get.
Well, we're going to do it again today. We're going to do a Fun Juice Thursday. What is it? Melrose.
It's Fun this Juice Melrose
Vine
Monday.
Street. This is Vine Street. So
yeah, Vine
Fun
Street,
Juice Fun is Thursday. Juice.
Yeah.
Podcast Thursday, Fun Juice, Vine Street time.
That rolls off the tongue.
And this is the start of a beautiful weekly series.
Every Thursday.
Guys, I saw something on TikTok that if you breathe out before
I
you
just
take
saw
it,
that
should
one.
We try it?
What is
yes.
it again?
Okay.
I don't remember, but I feel like so you pass out by
you breathe
accident.
In. I know. You breathe in, right? And then before you take the shot, you breathe out. Then you throw it back. Then you swallow. Then you breathe out again. Okay. So you don't breathe out all the way the first time. You drink.
Okay.
I'm gonna like
then you breathe when you breathe in, you breathe in through your nose.
I'm gonna move
not
this for
your
a
mouth.
Moment.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'll narrate it.
So when can when can I drink this after?
Okay, so you breathe in. No, breathe out halfway.
Wait. So we're breathing in, breathing out halfway,
taking
a shot.
A shot. Breathing out again. Rest,
got
breathe
it.
In through your nose.
Drinking. Got it. Got
no, breathe in through your nose.
Nose and then drink.
No shot. Or no chaser.
What?
No
at
chaser.
All?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, that's
okay.
not part of the...
Okay. Then why do you have yours?
You're
put
right.
Put it down.
I'm holding mine in case.
Okay, work.
All right.
You're right.
Breathe in. Breathe out half. Breathe out. Breathe in through your nose. Wait, it totally works.
Wait.
It totally works.
I wouldn't say that it totally works.
That works.
That
totally
works.
Oh my gosh.
Works.
Yeah, that works really well.
Like, what's how? What are you talking about? It tasted exactly like vodka.
Did you do it wrong?
You did something wrong.
You did it wrong.
We're like, try again.
Okay.
That was really easy. Although the aftertaste then kind of creeps up later.
Yeah. It does creep not up, bad, but though. Not that bad. I was surprised. I also don't usually chase whenever
next
I take
time
any
I'm at
shot.
A bar, I'm going to be like,
like, when have we been to a bar? Ever,
I will be at one when Corona is over.
Okay, I have one that's not on the list.
What is it?
Truth or drink. Let's begin. Have you guys ever had a fake ID?
Oh.
No. We're so boring.
I didn't drink until I was 19.
I didn't drink until I was like 13. So we're like,
oh my God.
We're so similar.
Okay, that explains.
Yeah, I had a fake ID.
No, I never even thought about it. I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, I'm too scared. That's why like the other day when...
Scared of what? It doesn't
getting
seem
caught
like a
when I was like 17 or like 18. Okay. I was too scared of getting caught, and I also didn't have any friend. Like, where was I gonna go? Like, there was I was in Connecticut, and there was one place called Toad's Place, and it was not a vibe.
You know,
it was not a mood, and I'm too scared.
I thought about it when I was like 20, but then I'm like, I have a year. Why would I do that? And it was when I moved out here. I'm like, that's so dumb.
Right.
But,
like, you can just get drunk in your house.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are the best anyway. Those are the best ones.
Well, I think it's honestly more fun when you're going out under, like when I was like 20 or like when we were 20, we go out. It's more fun to like.
How did you go
wait,
out
you
if
go
you
out
didn't have a
fake ID?
Tiger Heat.
We talked about this on the last
oh,
podcast.
Oh my God.
Tiger Heat 18
wait,
plus
never
Thursdays.
Yeah. And our friends would have drinks and we'd be like.
Wait, guys, maybe we should go to Tiger Heat next time it opens.
Yeah, we probably should.
So we can just like.
Fully vaxxed at Tiger Heat.
Just feels wrong for me to go to Tiger Heat.
I'm going to laminate my vaccination sticker and make it a pin.
I love
that. And wear it around.
Tyler Oakley performs at Tiger Heat every Tuesday.
He does. Performs what? Like
singing? He DJs. Oh. No, you're lying.
No, no, every Tuesday, Tyler Oakley. Tyler.
No, you're fucking lying.
Tyler Tuesdays.
Tyler Heat. You're lying.
I feel like I have to talk about Tyler Oakley. Every
Tiger. Tyler Tyler Monday, Tuesday, Fun Juice.
We should
pitch
that to Tyler Oakley. Fun Juice Tyler time.
Tyler Tiger Heat.
Can we call Tyler Oakley? Who is
Do you have his number?
No.
No, does anyone? Should we try to Instagram call him?
Let's just try and guess his number. Oh, let's spend
good.
The rest
oh,
of
somebody
the-
That's a good idea.
Yes, 818.
Yeah.
You're telling me neither of you have Tyler Oakley's number.
Why would no. I have Tyler
Do you have
Oakley's-
Zoella's number?
No.
Damn it.
How?
I guess we tried.
Who do you think we are?
Yeah.
I guess we tried.
You know whose number I do you have?
Who?
Kendall Jenner's.
So you don't have Tyler Oakley's number, but you have Kendall Jenner.
Oh.
Wait, who's like the...
Well,
yeah.
I feel like she must have changed it by...
No, but she has... I don't think
have
so, but
met
she
her?
Has the code. So once you call, you have to know the secret code. I don't know the code. So I couldn't actually get through to Kendall, but I could
but
call
But you can
the line.
Ring.
I could what?
It could like ring.
It would ring, and then it would be like...
Who's the most famous person you have on your
I
phone?
Was about to ask you that, but honestly, no one. Sorry. I'm irrelevant. I'm who's like, the most famous person you have?
Madison Beer. Probably.
Madison Rush. I hate name dropping.
I know.
Speak up. Speak up.
It was proud. David Dobrik. But he doesn't. He didn't respond to me.
Who?
Even before he got canceled. David Dobrik.
Oh, yeah. Wait. How are you guys holding up?
Let's take a shot.
I know you guys are stans. Speaking of, this goes along with the stan, the famous people. Have you ever Googled a celebrity's house and gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about
it. Who was it?
Yes, we have.
Who?
Britney Spears.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was watching the I was watching the Free Britney documentary.
So this was really recent.
Yeah.
Super recent. So this was and last week.
Yeah. And so I was watching it and it was like then she got married.
Did we watch it together?
No,
or
we watched
this
it separately.
Was just a thought we had.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I watched it and then it was like, oh, she got married to her like one of her husbands. In Studio City. And I was like, oh, I'm in Studio City. And then I realized that it was like 10 minutes away from me. And then this was the same night that we tried to find Jason Derulo.
It was?
Yeah. We like.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We didn't find him. We waited outside of Catch for 2 hours. And we thought someone drugged him.
Anyways.
Wait, what?
Why?
Fine. Okay. So then I'm like, Emmy, let's go to Britney Spears' house. Like, it's 1 a.m. Let's go.
She'll let us in.
Yeah. Well, we went to the wrong house first. We drove there. I was like, this is it. And then we're like, yeah, it's it. And we took a picture. And then the flash went off and it was the wrong house. And we're like, wait, let's look up the house. It was not the house.
It was like two streets over.
Yeah, how did you get into like her gated community?
It wasn't. It was just like a random house in Studio City.
It wasn't her house.
It wasn't
her house.
She just got married out. It was the one that she got married to.
Okay.
So we were just.
Get the vibe.
Yeah, and that's when your car rolled down Universal.
It did nothing. No.
Okay.
Have you ever stalked someone's house? I've done it twice.
We've
done it together. We remember we used to we tried to find Avril Lavigne's house from that video
yes.
I made.
We did try to find Avril.
Did you find it?
She's dead, so we
no, she's alive.
Oh wait,
oh,
I forgot.
Marissa.
She's actually dead.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Melissa.
Marissa.
Marissa. Avril Lavigne has a body double.
We found Melissa.
We found
do you
Melissa's
believe
house.
That?
No.
Kind of.
I do.
No.
A little
I'm
bit.
Half and half.
Yeah.
She didn't.
She's just so different. That
but
it just
she
seems
like went through a medical trauma, didn't she? She like just came out this past year being like, I had
Lyme disease.
Yeah.
That doesn't
like,
make you look different
and, like,
though, right?
What?
Does Lyme make you look that physically different?
I don't know anything.
I don't think it's
does
the
she
look.
Physically
I think it's
look
mostly
different?
About the vibe.
It's like her
I mean
face
it's
structure.
The face.
Did you burp?
Yeah, I did. Smell it. It's the look and the vibe.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a different person. Well, they have photos together.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
No, we tried to look
is that
it up.
A conspiracy?
That was a fake. That was a conspiracy.
Wow.
I also went to Harry Styles' house.
You did?
Yes. Before, years ago. Years ago. You've done it. Admit it. Admit it.
One
say
time
it.
He
wait, truth
the
or drink, have you gone to Harry Styles' house?
Well, if I drink, we know the answer. Maybe. Me and Brittany drove past it once for fun, really fast. So fast.
No one
and maybe
that.
We felt really bad right after. And then we're like, that was so inappropriate of us. We're never doing that again.
No, they so.
Don't Don't do that.
Yeah. We're stupid. We didn't stop or anything. We just kind of went and then we left. Thank you so much to Relief Fan for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Jack.
Yes.
Did you know that 1 out of 3 Americans regularly suffer from nausea?
I know 1 out of 1 Australian does.
I was going to say, I'm not quite American, but yeah, nausea is real.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
It's global.
It's global. We've all experienced that horrible feeling, whether it's in the backseat of a car, staring at your phone, after one too many on a night out with friends, or just the anxiety of a work day. Wow, mm-hmm. They hit the big three.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Nausea can ruin a day, force us to change our plans, and in the most severe cases, make us unable to function. For those who can relate, I've got good news. You got to check out Relief Band. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I mean it. I have the Relief Band and I don't know exactly how it works. It like buzzes a certain spot in your arm that mm-hmm. like travels to your brain mm-hmm. and helps you be less nauseous. It definitely actually works. It feels kind of random, but if it works, it works.
Believe it when you see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. The product is 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and provides all-natural, long-lasting relief with zero side effects as needed. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals to relieve nausea from patients, but now through Relief Band, it is available to the masses. How it works is Relief Band, like Amy said, but more eloquently, Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to a part of your brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks the signal your brain is sending to your stomach telling you that you are sick. Seems magical.
I know. It's
but it's not.
Cool.
It's science.
Yeah, clinically proven.
And if you know someone who deals with nausea, Relief Band makes a great gift. So as the world begins opening up again, don't let the fear of nausea keep you on the sidelines. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer just for Dating Straight listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code dating, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com and use promo code dating for 20% off plus free shipping.
Thanks, Relief Band. Seriously, thank you. Also, thanks to Upstart for sponsoring this episode as well. When it comes to paying off debt, it can often feel like an uphill battle. High interest rates resulting in minimum monthly payments keeps you in an endless cycle of debt. But Upstart can help you get ahead, which is great. That's mm-hmm. so nice. Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple fixed monthly payment.
Yeah, unlike other lenders, Upstart looks at more than just your credit score because credit score is whack. Mm. It's a weird system and I don't like it. So it looks at things like your income, employment history, and more. This means that they can offer smarter rates with trusted partners. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/dating. That's upstart.com/dating. Don't forget to use our URL and let them know we sent you because we want to keep our sponsors. loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/dating.
Thanks, Upstart. People used to come to my old house, or at least someone has come to my old house.
Someone tried to follow me home from Starbucks to my old house in Connecticut.
I don't like
once.
That.
I was like, I'm
like, what do you want now?
They're like, can we hang out? I was like, no. Like, no, we can't.
Yeah.
You just fought. And then one girl took a picture of my car, which was like a really shitty like Volkswagen, which I don't care. Like, it's like a car. Okay. And then
the
they like,
plate?
Yeah. And they like DM'd it to me. And then they were like, so I guess TikTok really doesn't pay that well.
Oh my god!
And I was like, "What the fuck?" And then they like deleted it.
I think people think they're like being funny.
Yeah, because
they're not.
Never mind. I don't want to get into this whole conversation.
Okay.
The worst thing of my life is when people, like, I would be at concerts and they take a picture and I'm slouched over like this.
And Wheat Wears TikTokers at the mall.
Wait, what is it?
It's like Wheat Wears
TikTokers at the mall. Me and Ian were at the mall and we were literally slouched over. And I'm like, it was some like
it was
fifth
a Snapchat
grader.
Caption.
Snapchat.
And it said Wheat Wears TikTokers at the mall. And it was us going.
Like, it's so disturbing.
What?
It was fucked up.
There's a video. Somebody was at, I like brought my friend to the Khalid concert because that's like her favorite artist or whatever. And we're in the pit and it's just me standing there, but I'm like hunched over. And someone's like, hey, I saw you. And I'm like, please take it down.
It's like those Drew Phillips edits where he's like,
but we just like, stand like that.
But that's just back. Like how we actually stand. So it's like truth or drink.
Okay. Well, this is for you too. So keep that in mind.
Oh, I'll. Wait,
worst internet person you've been in actual contact with. I'm
like
changing
we've
it.
Met in person.
Yes.
I'm gonna drink.
What if you just passed them?
May I have some Tito's, please?
No, yeah. It has to count. Like, no, you have to have like had an interaction that you hated.
You
for sure.
It's too heavy.
Come
or was, like,
on,
awful.
Guys.
We didn't ask it.
Just answer.
What is it?
Oh, I'm
no,
you
guys
answer.
I'm.
I just
going to
don't
have to
know
drink for
who's
this.
Who sucks? Who sucks?
Bryce Hall.
Who? You haven't met him though.
Never
I
met him.
Passed him.
That doesn't
and
count.
And the interaction that I saw passing him was enough.
Right.
Was this
right.
before or after you said that he shit himself?
That
before.
Was before. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But he did I shit am himself. Going to drink.
Me too. Come on, you guys.
Okay,
are lame.
You first.
Yeah. Then go
no,
for
because
it.
I'm like,
wait, can I just drink for fun?
Yeah. I don't want to like open
drink
this.
And say
like,
it.
If I say the person, I don't want to like open up
wait,
a weird can of worms.
Wait, push it away.
Because it's also like me and wait 1 second. Me and Emmy are also like fucking crazy. So like I don't get mad when people are like rude or like weird.
Years ago at VidCon when I was a like fan, like I went out to VidCon as a fan, and I in through the Hilton lobby walks. The beautiful, tall, amazing Gigi Gorgeous.
And you were in a big, like, Gigi
no,
Gorgeous.
I love her.
And
no
I was
day.
A huge Gigi
huge.
Fan. Like,
yeah.
obsessed.
You made
Gigi.
A video about Gigi.
Did I?
Yes.
What was it?
I don't remember. Something.
Like, Gigi Gorgeous is cool or something?
Maybe it was like you were, like, trying to follow her makeup tutorial.
Oh, yes. I did that. And then... It wasn't that bad. I mean, it really wasn't that bad. But then I was like 14 or whatever. And then I was like, Gigi, can I get a picture with you, please? And then Gigi was like, yeah. So props
that's
to her
good.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, Gigi, I love you so much. I'm
like
obsessed
trying
with
to
you.
Talk.
And I went like too long. And then she goes, I gotta go, boo-boo.
It was so long after that. We were like, gotta go, boo-boo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had to do that to someone today.
You did?
In Mendocino Farms. That was like before we had that call. We had like this call thing with VidCon. And
wait,
so
you
then,
went before?
Yeah, I went like
Ian, I looked
way
at Mendocino Farm and I was like, what if Ian's there right now?
Well.
How did you know?
Huh?
Do you go there a lot?
It's so good.
I used to work there.
It's yummy.
It is yummy.
No, my boyfriend wanted it. And we had this thing with VidCon and he was like, I just want Medicina. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. But then I'm like, oh my God, I literally don't have time to do this.
Is that why you were late?
Yeah. Oh. But then also, long story. Anyways, it's like really not, but I just don't explain. So then I like go there and this girl like recognized me and she's like, I love, like, oh my gosh, like, can we give it? I was like, yes, but I really have, like, I have to go. And I was like so fucking stressed. And then like, I got out and it was just like this whole mess. And then the car was like parked behind me and the girl left the car and I was like trying to get out of the parking lot because I had this call and it was
trying
like,
to get away from us.
It was not
as
fun.
Quick as possible.
So you were Gigi once. Gorgeous in that moment.
Really? I was. I said, not
gotta
today.
And in that
boo-boo.
Moment, I was gorgeous.
Boo boo. Boo boo. I cannot take a photo with you.
You didn't take a photo?
No, I did.
Oh. Good. Okay. Next one. You want to pick one?
Who's your least favorite internet person?
That's what we just
we
did.
We just did that. No, but from afar. Like, not necessarily like an
like
interaction that you've had. Yeah, just like you hate watch them. Okay, who do you hate watch?
Or you hate so much you don't even watch.
It used to be Frilly the Banana Girl.
You've collabed with her.
That is... old school.
I love Frilly.
That is old school.
I used to hate watch her all the time.
Yeah.
I'm big into hate watching.
She. Oh, yeah?
I love it.
Who do you hate watch now?
I I haven't really been doing it recently, but I used to love hate watching like the Pauls.
Mm. Yeah.
The Paul brothers. Mm-hmm. Just
Pauls.
The Paul bros.
That's what I hate watching them. The bros.
You don't hate watch anyone?
No. Because if I hate them, I don't want to fucking see them.
Yeah. We also kind of just like.
Hate's a strong word.
Hate is a strong word. Right. It's very much like.
Like, I think you're annoying.
We also are like, we both love like shitty people sometimes. And we love just like watching what they do just because like their outlook of being a shitty person is just funny to me.
It's crazy.
Can we have some names?
Jake Paul, Bryce Hall, Nikita Dragon.
Mm. Oh, yeah. She's been sucking recently.
She has. She really has.
I'm trying. Like.
Tana Mojo. Is mine.
It's a classic. But she doesn't post anymore.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, maybe I unsubscribed.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes a good old Tana video gets the job done.
I haven't watched her in so long.
I love it.
What about you? I said Tana already. That was mine. That was mine.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe like same. James Charles, maybe.
Ooh.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Okay.
That's bad.
Okay, this is actually bad because now we've drank enough that we're just like too confident. I'm gonna call you guys like, hey, can you guys take this out?
Okay. I wanna know what's something illegal you've done?
Just like underage drinking.
Yeah.
But that's so normal.
Yeah.
That's like
that
not
is not
crazy.
What you were thinking.
After
you have to drink, then
yeah,
you
that's aren't a fucking game.
Fine. Oh, wait.
The only illegal thing I've done is drugs. Is what Amy said.
Fine. Empty.
I just went.
Oh, here.
She said, "Give me it," and I gave her my shot glass.
You gotta take one too.
I know.
You gotta bring that closer. The only illegal thing you've done is drugs.
Yeah.
The only illegal thing I've done
is drugs.
Is also drugs.
I think we're all in the same boat. No, okay. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. We both really weren't crazy because like I didn't have any friends,
mm-hmm.
so I would drink with a single person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like
still,
besides
like,
that,
illegal,
that was illegal.
Technically, what else have I done? That's I mean speed.
That's don't even
the drug
say that. That's
or in your car. Wait, the drug or in your car?
No. In my car. Oh.
Wait, what's the drug?
If you're acting like you've never sped
is
before.
Yeah,
oh, yes. I've never done meth. If you're acting like you haven't sped before, like speed. You're a full-on liar. You
of course.
Told me.
No, I was saying don't even say it because like that does not count.
Well, then take a shot.
Oh, okay.
What?
Then take a shot.
Yeah.
But
shot.
I've already done drugs.
So like,
I'll name them.
Yeah.
Shrooms, weed before it was legal. Alcohol before I was legal. Poppers, does that count? Because technically it's supposed to
what's
it's
that?
Sold as like computer cleaner. You've done poppers.
You said that me and I went.
Get out of here.
I said, what is that? Which internet person hates you?
So how many times are we gonna read that? Oh,
hate
you.
Yeah.
So never mind, I was wrong this time.
Like a lot. Like a lot of people don't like me.
Okay, I'll go first while you guys discuss. You know who hates me, or at least one time hated me?
Yeah, but like.
Was Conan Gray.
Why?
Way before he was famous, like way before. And he, I don't know, I think he's like a couple years younger than I am. And I like followed him on Twitter because we were both small YouTubers. And then he was like DMing me like constantly. And I was like, you're a little young. Like, I wasn't sure if he was like flirting or whatever. And then I was not responding because I was like,
didn't know the vibes.
I didn't want those vibes.
Okay.
He was
he's
too
so
young
cute.
For me.
Okay.
I was like.
He makes good
I was like
music.
16
yeah, he's super
and,
cute. Wow.
And then he like kind of went off in the DMs and he was like, why don't you ever respond to me? That you like are so full of yourself. You are something, something, something. And I was like, okay, anyway. And then.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, I said. Anyway, so. And then we unfollowed each other.
Yeah. Wow.
And then he got extremely famous.
He makes really good music, though. I'm
his
not gonna
lie.
So yeah,
good.
He's so cute.
No, I mean, that was also so long ago. It's
I
like,
would like to have him on the podcast and we could reconcile.
You should.
Honey. He's so pretty, too. Yeah, gorgeous. A lot of people hate me, but I'm afraid to take a shot because I am drunk.
I think you should.
So just say it.
No, just take a shot.
I say it.
It's not like that.
Take half a shot. Take like a little baby shot.
Okay.
Or just don't. Or just drink water.
Well, that's not the game.
That's not the game, Emmy.
I know, but don't overdo it. If you
yeah, we don't have to take full shots. I mean, that's just irresponsible.
I love overdoing
Emmy
it.
Emmy being like, more.
What about you guys?
My lipstick. You fix
something
it.
On it.
Who hates you?
Who I don't hates say. You?
It's like too much.
Okay,
then take a
then
shot.
Here you go.
Damn it.
But you don't have to if you don't want. No pressure.
Yeah,
no,
don't even know we'll take a shot.
Guys, that was really bad peer pressuring and it worked.
Okay, okay. If someone offered you $1 million to never see each other again, would you do it?
No.
No. No.
Would you do it?
Definitely not.
What are you smiling for?
Would you?
Whoa.
Would you do it?
No, I wouldn't.
Good.
I think
but if like anyone wants to send me $1 million anyway,
I'll take it.
I think that the least amount of time I would do is like 3 months for $1 million.
Dude.
Okay,
come
so
on.
How much money would it
and
take?
And we could split it.
We could?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, I'd be bored.
Wait, you would do less than that for $1 million?
No, I wouldn't for any money.
You wouldn't not see me for 3 months for
if
a million dollars?
If it's a bunch of money, 3 months is long. I get bored. No,
about,
if
like,
it's $100 million.
This time you still.
You can FaceTime me.
Can we FaceTime? Wait, what?
We're making up the
wait,
rules.
Can we FaceTime? It?
Okay.
Guys, if it's wait,
don't worry about
we're
it.
We're reconstructing. No, I'm freaking out. We're reconstructing the question. If we don't see each other for 3 months, can we FaceTime?
No.
And can
no,
I still have
no. No, you have to you can't.
Oh my god, no.
We can make a secret email.
Okay.
Guys, I'm starting.
Can we make a secret email?
Guys,
no.
I have a proposal.
For $1 million, you wouldn't do it?
We're gonna split. Can it be 3 months?
3 months for $1 million.
No one is actually offering us $1 million right now.
Do you guys know what $1 million is?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Money. But what is more important? Friendship.
Exactly. Another proposal. I'm doing a Glee book club.
Yeah. If you want to join?
A Glee, Clayne, Blaine, and Kurt fan fiction book club. So
you
if
never
you guys
stated that
for
half
like,
of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh my
on
God,
Wattpad
wait,
or something?
Can we start it tonight?
I downloaded my Wattpad. Like, I re-downloaded Wattpad as a joke. I know I didn't write anything, but I found the last thing I was reading was a Zayn and Liam gay One Direction fan fiction about Liam being blind. And Zayn,
what?
Yeah, and Zayn, like I don't even fucking know what I'm talking about.
Does he help them?
He helps them.
Wow,
it was an amazing story of love.
Amazing.
No, I only would read the last book I read was Zayn and Liam. I have not read a single fucking book since. I had that whole like I was like manic and I was like I'm gonna change myself. And then I got that, like, you are a badass book. And
I do that in December.
Yeah, and then I'm
what
like, I'm not reading
that?
This shit. I
it's
wrote
like
two,
self-help
I read
books.
I got the subtle art of not giving a fuck. I read 40 pages and said, I can't read.
He said, I already don't give a fuck, so I'm not going to finish this book. I couldn't.
Wow.
Too much.
Just Wattpad.
Just Wattpad. But I want to restart it. I want to read some Glee fan fiction. So if you want to join, I'm doing a book club.
What does that
tonight?
Mean?
Like we're gonna read a different. We're all
fanfic.
Every
on read
week.
Passages.
Why is so hard to get?
Yeah, didn't you like
we should
Blaine
start
and What's Face?
Yeah, do you guys want
to
right
come
now.
Over and read Glee fanfics tonight?
100%. 100%.
We have to call Elle.
Oh yeah.
We do have to call Elle.
Do you know about the Glee stairs? Sorry. I
no.
peed on Ian's sandwich there.
What's
what?
This is, by the way, I like accidentally pee my pants once a week. Yeah, I pissed myself today. Anyways.
What?
It's a new game. We're going to guess.
I don't know how my bladder works. Anyways, so like the Glee, the outdoor scenes were
yeah, yeah.
filmed.
Yeah, for sure.
If you go down, is it, you know where Home Depot is? Like down
I
the
do.
Street? It's like over there. It's that high school. We broke in. The stairs that they filmed like all the outdoor scenes for lunch were filmed there and we went, but then I had to pee really bad and like the bathrooms weren't open. I was like, I'm going to piss in a Subway cup in my car. I missed and I hit your sandwich.
My wait. Whole sandwich is wet.
And then I had to go
ew.
Home.
Oh,
oh
my
God.
My God.
Wait, do you guys like Subway? Subway is good. Subway sponsor us.
Subway's delicious.
Wait, we should play the game.
Wait, why did you pee yourself today? Truth or drink, why did you pee yourself today?
Oh, because I just don't know how to time my bladder. Sorry, guys. That's
you don't
really
know how to tie your bladder?
Time?
Oh.
Yeah, I pissed myself last week, too. like, no.
We've never done an episode like this.
No.
Here's the problem. Again.
Why? You should make this a series.
I need to figure out some. I feel like a 90-year-old woman who needs diapers because something's wrong with my body. Hi, are you my fucking doctor? I don't, I just, test myself sometimes. What? Anyways, go.
I have a good one. Tell your most embarrassing vomit story. I have so many. I love to vomit when I'm drunk. It's so fun.
Okay, you
it's
go fast.
It's so like relieving. My favorite is Playlist Live, KFC Wait. Parking lot, and just
together.
Yeah, and just good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes. Was that when I was like screaming across the parking lot
about Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah. What did I say? Should I pull it up?
No.
I said I could be on Time Magazine or something.
I was like in the parking lot. They were at like Wawa and we're like walking back to our hotel and I was in the parking lot and we were very drunk and I was like, I could be on Time Magazine if I want. And then I started talking about Melissa McCarthy and then we threw up in the KFC parking lot. And then I was just like leaning because I didn't feel good and Bree's like, there's a lizard. And I shot up and I was like, ah.
I'm so loud when I vomit. It's
no.
So...
It's
no.
Not even loud. You make fucking noises that...
I like scream. No, there's a video on Emmy's phone. Emetophobia warning.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Warning.
Emetophobia? Emetophobia?
Emetophobia?
The vomiting one. I literally will go... And it will like... The whole fucking house. It's so loud.
It's I have so many videos of me just sitting in my bed and I can hear Ian in the bathroom.
Wait, also embarrassing one though. One time I vomited outside. This was not drunk, just with my mom. Love you, mom.
Shout out to you, girl.
Good lady. One time I was getting a Webkinz and I vomited all over the Hallmark like window at the store. Like it was like outside and it was like the whole sidewalk and like window and bushes were like covered in vomit. And then my mom thought it was funny. So then my mom literally parked in front of it and we just sat there and we'd watch people step in my vomit for like 45 minutes because she's evil.
Guys, I feel like you guys are, you like transcend the human body. Like I feel like you guys.
What?
No, like I was just sitting here listening and I was like, I feel like you guys like are like part... I don't know.
Are you drunk or just saying this? Because I'm really confused right now.
You agree, right?
I don't know what you're saying.
Like, no, definitely.
You transcend the human body. What does that mean?
Like, your Elaborate. Spirit is not human. You are, like, come from outer space.
Probably.
You're like Grimes.
What the hell?
I feel like that. Mm-hmm. I made like, an old Vine. It was, like, my one Vine that got popular, and I just... pretended to be Grimes.
I feel like
and I went, hey guys, it's Grimes.
Do you have it?
Hey guys, it's Grimes. Hey guys, it's Grimes.
Do you have a video
That's
of
what
it?
She does.
Well, ask a question something. That Jack won't want to answer.
No, but here's like, the thing, you guys. Here's the thing, guys.
What?
Here's the thing, guys. What? If oh, we don't yeah, drink anymore, because I've actually only had half a shot and I'm not even drunk and I've been acting this whole time because you guys told me at the beginning, you said, watch how many times I lie. And I said, I'm going to lie about that I'm drunk.
Wait.
I've only had that one half shot and I haven't finished the mixed drink that I made myself.
Wait,
so,
this is not a flex, Jack.
My eyes
Jack.
Are watering because I'm about to cry.
Okay, you are not
I got you
invited.
Good.
Hey, three shots
I got you good.
Right
Jack.
Now.
No, but
you
here's what I'm saying.
You are not invited to the Glee fan
no,
club.
Like,
no,
Jack. Not come.
But here's what
like,
I'm saying.
I will come with you guys.
I can drive us to the stairs right now.
Look at my eyes. I'm crying.
You betrayed
Why?
Us.
Because this is crazy to
Judas.
Me. You are crying.
I know the Judas
yeah.
prayer.
Sometimes
prayer
I cry and
Lady
I
Gaga.
Don't know I'm crying. And Ian's like, are you crying?
What? I know
I'm
the Judas
just
prayer.
Just
yeah.
fooling, baby.
We get
it's
it.
So cruel.
I'm still in love with you.
So you need to take 7 shots.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, no, you have to catch up.
You have to
like,
you have
it's
take
not
3.
Up to you.
I'm
like, honestly, like, I just talked with that guy outside and they're going to cancel your podcast.
Yeah, he told us that he's going to let you guys go.
They said
Is that true.
Look,
Jack,
he said, yeah,
for the podcast. We
Amy,
can't get canceled.
Don't you? They literally said that Tyler Oakley would be a better fit for you.
So, they did? No.
If you
and
don't
I'm
take
gonna
the
have
shots.
To replace him at Tiger Heat. He's going to take my gig and I'm going to take his.
You guys are replacing gigs.
Yeah. I'm good.
Jack.
Well,
guys,
you can't come to the Glee Club.
Okay.
Jack, you
what
cannot come.
You
Do you want one of my leg Are warmers? You, is that going to make you drink?
I'll give you my shoe.
Me
I
too.
Will give you
I
my
don't
shoe.
Want any. No.
I will give you.
You guys, what? I'm scared of you guys.
You are not
invited
to Glee Club.
Do you want a leg warmer?
No.
Why am I pointing my toe? You wanna...
You're not invited to Glee Club if you don't take shots.
You have to do it.
Jack, you are not invited to Glee Club.
It's not at all.
Ballerina. I'm wearing two different socks.
Put that on.
Jack, you need to take shots because I don't think our...
I have cankles. Don't look at them.
I will drive you to your car in the morning. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Wait, that looks cute.
You guys started... It,
that does not look cute,
No, it does.
Actually.
No, it does. Yeah.
It does. You guys like got camp. Drunk.
Okay. I'm sweating. Don't touch my...
Wait, do you guys know about like camp?
Yeah, like it's camp.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's camp.
I literally was sitting at the mall in a fucking Aeropostale t-shirt and I was like, this is camp.
Yeah, we got $3 Aeropostale
You should have worn
shirts.
That to the Met Gala.
That would have been camp.
I don't need any.
Guys,
I think we have to fight him.
What kind of world are we living in?
I think I'm going to leave.
I think he should leave.
Yeah, Jack, I'm sorry, but like you cannot be the only sober person.
Wait, why did you say that?
At the Glee Club.
What
why
do
did
you, mean?
You say
I
that?
Keep doing that. I have to stop.
What do you mean? I just told an April Fool on you.
It's not April Fool's Day.
Jack, but vodka for dog people.
I have a dog.
Drink it now.
Take it. You hate dogs.
And that's really sad.
Literally.
No kidding. Only do what you want to do. Sorry.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Are we doing something bad here?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
No.
Sorry.
So you're not going to drink.
Why? You're, what's wrong?
I have
not
been,
a Swiftie.
I have been holding myself back and not lying. For the most part.
Well, let's just ask a question that he doesn't want.
The biggest plot twist in my life is when you said you weren't drunk. I'm like shocked.
Yeah, okay, wait.
I know. You seemed drunk.
I'm a method
drunk.
Actor.
What
I'm a
was
method
that?
Actor.
You should be on a show.
Thank you. I have a show.
What?
What is it called?
This one. Dating Straight.
I thought it was on like never mind.
All if right. You had to kill someone in the room, who would it be?
Take the shot because we're all going to be really offended and angry at you.
Don't force it.
Give me your other leg warmer right now.
Okay.
And then will you down
then
vodka?
Then it's not you.
Will you put my Ugg boots on too?
So it's not Emmy.
Wait, not what's not me?
I wouldn't kill you because you gave me your leg
Take
warmer.
My fucking other shoe.
Wait. You want this?
Okay.
What internet person is more famous than you think they should be?
What internet person is more famous than I think should be?
Mm-hmm.
Jake Paul.
Okay.
See, that's so easy. Can we just
Kiss,
figure
marry,
this
kill.
Out, man? I'm freaking
Let
out.
Me see the list.
I know. I don't know what he doesn't want to say. He's an open
Let
book.
Me see the list.
Is there something wrong that you don't want to drink?
No, I just drove here.
But
yeah,
I
no. Okay, wait.
Your car.
First of all,
and I will drive him back. In
okay,
the
wait.
Sorry,
can I?
We
just,
do not support drunk
yeah,
driving.
Can I just say
no.
something?
The I would only, obviously
no,
not drive
no,
the
no,
only
no.
reason the only reason that we're being so extra is because one, he said he'd come to fucking Glee fan fiction club, and two,
why
before,
can't I do that anyway?
Before
no, you
this,
can.
Before
what,
you
what
can.
Do you have to be drunk to be in Glee fan fiction
right now?
Wait, I like it.
Wait, before this podcast started. He said
Sorry,
that he was gonna actually
out.
Get drunk and
you
then
no,
stay there
no,
with your
actually,
leg warmer.
In fact,
arms.
I sent you an audio message that said, "Hey guys, I have
Can you
to drive.
For
I'm
one
gonna
second.
Have like a couple drinks at most."
Well, oh, should we him. Keep playing? I don't know what's
wait,
happening.
Yeah, I'm wait, just trying to look question. For one that he doesn't want to answer, but these are all
where'd it go?
Very answerable. I just really thought that you
trusted
would,
me.
Yeah, I thought you. Would
yeah, come. Maybe we just trust you.
Well, we wow. literally last week talked about how I'm a bit of a trickster.
Weirdest thing you ever caught the other person doing?
I don't think we've ever caught each other doing anything before.
Uh-uh.
Same. Like, what would we have? Like, we do everything in
together,
front of each
other.
Yeah.
Or in front of each other. E&P sitting down, and when I found that out, that was a shock.
Sometimes we get drunk and show each other our pubes.
We do do that.
What?
Huh.
Why?
It's pube
like,
check.
Why not?
It's I guess
pube check.
It's friendship
pube
check.
Pube check with your friend. You know?
Yeah, we haven't done that.
Mm-mm. You guys should. Mm-mm. It's like a bonding experience.
I actually, I don't want to.
Okay.
What's the last thing you searched for in your phone? My phone is dead, but I will turn it back on.
It's going to be something stupid.
Bestie,
like,
I got a problem.
Oh my God. Okay, mine is
no,
Britney
it's
Spears.
Dead. I have to turn
it's
off
a conspiracy that I'm interested in. Do you guys know that video where she's like, it's a conspiracy that I'm interested in. Do you know that one?
No.
Well, in the car right here, I figured out it's the video where she's talking about the paparazzi and how they make her look fat in pictures.
Who?
Britney Spears.
That is what I'm going to use for the rest of my life. No.
What?
The paparazzi make me look fat in pictures. And you are the paparazzi. So if someone ever comments calling me fat, I'm going to say.
Who has ever called
yeah,
me fat
what
in
are you
comments?
Talking about?
No, but a lot
somebody
of.
Somebody did that to me.
And
so,
then
yeah.
somebody also commented and said, oh my God, you make me feel good about hip dips. Hello?
Hello? Wait, okay. We're doing Google search time.
my last searched thing was birth control implants.
What are we doing?
Why?
Our last Google search?
Because my friend was saying that she got a birth control implant in her arm. What the fuck?
Like Nexplanon?
No, like what is that?
I don't know anything about birth control. I'm a lesbian.
Right, right.
Mine's vet near me.
Vet near me? Or is your dog okay?
Yeah, she needed her second round of vaccines.
For COVID?
No, for whatever it's called, where you like sniff dog shit and then you get sick. Well, not me, my dog.
Okay,
one more.
Have you ever been to a COVID rager?
No.
No. So it's like, okay.
All right.
What's the biggest internet person you've had beef with?
I mean, like, I have to drink to that.
I don't have beef.
Krayshawn doesn't like me, I don't think.
I don't think I've ever had beef.
I haven't had beef, but Krayshawn tweeted about me and it made me really sad because I love her.
What did she tweet about you?
I forgot. It was just like, this shit isn't real because I like made some video and posted it.
I know Oomph saw my tweet.
I love Krayshawn. Anyways.
James Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
You have James Charles beef.
I have James Charles beef.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what do you have James Charles?
Yeah, what happened?
I made a video dancing to his old apology and then it like blew up and then he was pissed off and then... He unfollowed me and then he followed me again. And then a year later, he's like, this iconic moment. And then I was like, then why'd you unfollow me? And then he apologized, which is cool.
No,
and then we're fine now. But
the thing that was really funny is that you posted that video and 3 minutes before, I was like, I'm going to get up and make a dance to James Charles' apology.
We have the same brain. It's scary.
It's so scary.
Like so much of, like, actually, every time we hang out, I like will say something or he'll say something. I'll be like, oh, I was thinking about that, but I didn't say it out loud. Like, we're connected in the brain.
It's not funny. It's, like, literally scary sometimes.
You guys, this has been the messiest podcast this
we
ever
had. We only need to take a celebratory shot.
This has been me talking over every human for an hour straight. Like, I hate this. I'm setting myself... No, we need full big boy shots.
Full big boy. Okay.
Yo.
So do you.
I'm good.
Okay.
Amy. Jack's going to drive me to feed my cats and it's going to be good.
And it's going to be like in the Friday music video and I'm going to be the driver.
To the person of the heart that you love with your soul.
What does that mean?
To
leg warmers and bare paw boots and Ian's shoes on the floor.
I love it.
Breathe in. Half out. Shot. Half out. Nose.
Serving on a grande. It's dripping down.
Oh, I didn't even need the chaser.
That was not good.
Short on my fight. We're starting a podcast, but we're not saying the names.
But this is going to come out in like 3 weeks.
I don't know when that's happening. Then we haven't even signed a contract yet.
We're starting a podcast. I did.
I didn't.
We're starting a podcast, but the name of it is not revealed. You can find me on Instagram at Emmy Hartman or on TikTok as Emily. Sorry.
You can find me on TikTok as Ian is ugly with two Y's. My Twitter as Ian is ugly with three Y's. My YouTube is Ian space is space ugly. My Instagram is Ian Smith, but instead of an I, it's an X.
My YouTube's Emmy Hartman, and my Twitter's Emmy M Hartman.
Thanks
this
for
is
listening.
A great podcast. The best see one ever.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight.
And we'll see you next Tuesday. Broken-hearted lovers, you can help.